Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to another post show. Let's see, where shall we start today? I have a game of artists wishing people a happy Memorial Day, which is always kind of a weird situation. Like, I understand. It's like, have a happy weekend with your family that's given to us because of the soldiers that have lost their lives. Like, have a happy time with your family, because we wouldn't have this happy time if it weren't for people giving their lives. That's a lot to say in a liner.
Yeah.
So it just is happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, it hits different than, like, because, you know, happy birthday makes sense.
Yeah, it's a happy day. And Memorial Day can be a happy day.
Yeah.
But it's weird because we're only celebrating it because people died for us to. So it always hits a little funny, but I don't judge anyone because the intent is,
hey,
have a happy day, happy Memorial Day. And we will have happy days because we have the day off, right? And so let's not act like we're going to sit all be all sad all day.
Right.
We'll understand. We'll take a minute or maybe longer than that to appreciate. And then we have a happy day.
What's
we,
the best word for that, though? A great?
No, it's happy Memorial Day.
It is. That's what we're doing.
Yes. Okay. It just feels weird.
There goes Eddie. I mean, immediately into his.
Yeah. It's like he goes home at night and like, how can I really flutter things up on the post show?
Like,
what can I say that makes no sense, but almost just a little where they'll spend some time with me?
I'm with you, but.
What's the best word for
it? And you're
it?
Saying that happy works, but it also doesn't feel right. That's what you're saying. So.
But I'm saying that's the word.
Yeesh.
No, not yeesh. That's the word.
Well, you think great is better?
Great Memorial Day.
We're doing it. Get off the slide, guys. Get off the slide.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you an artist saying, wishing you happy Memorial Day. Or, right, they saying happy?
Some have a little message.
Exactly.
Okay. Or do they say great?
Well.
We'll see.
We'll find out.
See what they say.
See if you can name the artist. Raise your hand when you know. You only get to hear it twice.
Hoping you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. If I call on you and you miss it, though, you're out. Eddie.
Luke.
Correct. You're all good. Sunrise. That was so easy. You all don't have to answer it.
And he said wonderful.
All right. Well.
Just saying.
Is it wonderful, though?
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Please take time to remember all those who sacrificed their lives during this Memorial Day weekend.
Lunchbox?
Keith Urban.
Correct. I'm telling you. Good. Next one up is number 3.
These take time to remember all those who made the ultimate sacrifice during this Memorial Day weekend.
Amy?
Carrie Underwood.
To get a little southbound. We're getting a little harder as we go now.
Yeah.
Raise your hand, though, if you still know it. Number four.
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Eddie claims to know it.
I got it.
Play it again, Ray.
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
I don't claim to know it.
You don't know it? Amy's hands up and
down. I feel like
down.
I'm in school.
Like, am I supposed to raise my hand if I don't?
If you don't know it. Well, now that we don't all know it, we'll write it down.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Ray. Right. Play one more time for me, Ray.
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
It's that weekend getting me.
Weekend? She didn't say it like that.
I think she did.
I heard.
All right, everybody good?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Maren Morris.
Amy?
Maren.
Lunchbox?
Miranda!
Miranda? Yep. Said? It's Maren.
Oh.
I
drove
circles around. I hear that, though. I hear you.
That's why I didn't raise my hand, because I didn't know
all right,
that one.
Next up, name this one. Write it down. Name it.
I just want to say thank you to the men and women in uniform on this day.
No, write it down, Eddie. Not raise your hand.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Just write it down. We just raised hands so everybody didn't get it the whole time.
Got it.
I do think Eddie comes on this and starts to screw with me.
He really does.
All right. Amy.
Dirks.
Lunchbox.
Dirks.
Eddie.
Dirks.
Good.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Let's do just a couple more. Number six.
I hope you take a moment this Memorial Day to honor the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
He just raised his hand, by the way.
I was doing it to be funny.
No, you weren't.
Making fun of you.
No, you're being dumb.
Go ahead.
Can we just say?
No, write it down.
I did.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Lunch?
Justin Moore.
Amy?
Justin Moore.
Eddie?
Justin Moore.
All right. Somebody else will find me. All right, I'm getting bored with this game, so I'm going to do one more.
Okay.
Next one in line.
We just want to send our thanks to all you servicemen and women and the ones who've gone before you for sacrificing time with your families, sacrificing your own needs, and even sacrificing your lives so we can be free to do what we want to do.
He never said Happy Memorial Day.
He didn't.
Oh, yeah. Amy?
John Osborne.
Eddie?
John Osborne.
Okay,
Brothers Osborne.
Brothers Osborne, yeah. All right, speed round. Just yell your name if you know it. We got to get a winner here. Do the next one, Ray.
Take time to remember our fallen heroes during this Memorial Day weekend.
Amy.
What the crap?
Answer?
Shoot.
Time.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Charlie Warsham.
Incorrect.
No.
What?
You want to play it again?
Take time to remember our fallen heroes during this Memorial Day weekend.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
Take time to remember our fallen heroes during this Memorial Day weekend.
You've already missed it, Amy. Stop dancing around over there.
Man, one more time?
No more. Any guess?
Let's go with Walker Hayes.
It's Jimmy from Little Big Town.
Oh, my God.
All right, buzz in. Here we go. One more time. Next one.
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day.
Eddie. Amy.
Luke Combs.
Good. All right. Moving on. All right.
You didn't like that game?
That was a fun game.
It's fine for a second.
Until it got annoying.
What are you talking about?
Lunchbox is going to freak out about this, according to Amy. Do you want to share this with him?
Yeah, I got to pull it up, though, because I got to get it right.
So Amy sent me a message. OMG, four things Lunchbox is going to freak out about.
Oh, here we go.
They're all in the same vein. Go ahead.
Okay, four things. First thing, the salary I got for the movie that I did was higher than we were told.
They said $1,000 a day.
It doesn't matter. It came in the mail, though, and I almost thought, this can't be right. This check can't be right. But then it also came with... I looked at the breakdown of why it's more, okay? First of all, salary's more. Second thing, I got paid overtime because I was there for so long one day. No idea.
You realize I'm not going to freak out unless you give me a number.
Third thing, because of the filming schedule one night, dinner was served at the wrong time, and I guess they have what they call a meal penalty, and you get payouts for that. I got meal penalty
These
pay.
These unions go hard.
Fourth thing, I got paid an agent fee. I don't even know what that is.
I guess because you don't have an agent.
You should get lunchboxes. What's his name? Esther Lauder?
Jackson Hughes.
But I mean, why'd they pay me an agent fee? I don't even know what any... I was like, wow, this is crazy. And I remember when they were like, oh, shoot, it's time to eat, but like we're just going to roll through. And then like 2 hours went by, and they're like... If you go get pizza right now, because I think they didn't want to. Now it all makes sense as to why it was you know, the vibe was the way that it was, but I just thought that lunchbox was going to be freaked
out. You don't want to say what you made?
Yeah, because if you want to tell me, then I can freak out.
Okay, I don't know what you said.
You can just text me.
Just write it down.
Well, I'm just saying what I thought I was going to get paid, and then it was, let's just say it was triple what I thought.
That's good.
So text me how much you made.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I got a couple of those messages from folks like, why are you guys doing the bit about the storage unit and not telling us? Classic you guys. I swear to God, we bought the storage unit. We got in the storage unit. There are things we can't share because if it gets shared, we may die. Probably not die, but we could definitely be robbed.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not a bit. We don't. Here's the situation with that. People are like, oh, I hate it when they do that. Yeah, so do we. I wish we could just tell you. It'd be such a better segment. We don't purposefully go, here's what we'll do. We'll just string them along. Most people would just not even share the segment at all if it's like that. We'd just be like, well, we got some shoes. But we, being extremely transparent, go, well, it got a little dangerous, so we can't tell you everything. We could have just said, hey, it's not dangerous at all. We got some shoes. We'll sell them.
That's why we didn't post pictures.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
You don't think we want to get web hits and we want people going to the website? I mean.
The other one is Amy when she got that stuff sent.
Yeah, we still don't know what that is.
Right, and that was going to be a bit. She was going to come on the air and say it. And what?
June 1st
is the day. It's the day. We're getting close to it. Where she was going to say what it was, and maybe I said don't do it, and then finally we were later on, and she was like, oh, I shouldn't do it. And I was like, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I have kids. Like, this is...
Yeah, this is not some joke.
It's not just about me. And I would say, in a way, some of this stuff isn't... It's like a similar vein. And, like, we... It's... Yeah, it's weird that it happened to us, but we... At the end of the day, I love that you said it would actually be better if we could say it. Like, it would be so much better if we could say it.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be the ideal...
It'd be the best bit.
...segment.
Because you would be like, what the crap?
But then we have to, like, pull back and realize, oh, like, literally not everything in life is show prep because now it's, like, concerning the safety of others.
Yeah, but we prepped it anyway. And so we used it.
I know, but Tim...
Well, we planned to lip Tim, the head of security.
He's the one that told me, everybody... Every time, I feel like every time I pass him in the hall, he's like, don't ever tell that story.
Oh, so you can't ever tell it?
Well, I don't know.
Well, June 1st, we'll check back in.
Yeah, we'll ask him on June 1st.
We'll ask you on June 1st.
Okay.
Today's 25th. Who knows? What you may be in the mood.
I defer to my representative, Tim.
You get an agent fee?
I don't know.
I had a headache all night last night, so I've been drinking water like crazy because most times it's that. It's that I am dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been drinking so much water that it ain't that.
So what do you think it is?
I don't know. I think it's a tumor or something, man.
Did you Google it?
I can't because it'll for sure be a tumor then. All that I think it isn't anymore, and it is a tumor. So I've been drinking a lot of water, so that's the burp. A couple things. The hoodies, we're going back up on Friday. We put them, we pulled them because we couldn't actually meet the demand. But these straight line hoodies, success is not a straight line hoodies, will be back up on Friday. We think like 9 central. We'll do another drop. And if you guys want one, you can go over to can'tseeapparel.com, which I mentioned on the show today. If you get a Texas Forever shirt, we don't keep any of that money. And we're going to donate it right to the families. As soon as we have like the information on how to get it to them, we will send it to them. And we'll put a link up. But the hoodies will be back up Friday. But the Texas Forever shirts that we have up now, they're up, and you can order them if you like, and that's if you want. I'm sure there's ways to donate, by the way, or there will be, without buying something. My point is, if you want something that's going in a good place, and it's you like Friday Night Lights, so you're from Texas, go for it. But we did buy that trademark. I mean, I had to go and purchase it from somebody who owned Texas Forever, and sometimes I see other Texas Forever stuff, and I'm like, I could sue them. Mm. Like, I own it on apparel. So, but we did it because it was the hurricane. And we wanted to not get sued.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's that noise? Is there, what's happening? What's that
noise?
Looks
like there's a party next door.
Is there like a social?
Like a party in the walls or something. It's
like
weird.
A social happening here. I do want to run through this list. I got a few things I want to talk about. Eddie plays a game with his kids. I thought we'd play here just to kind of set the mood right.
Oh, cool. This is the senses one?
The faces. What, Scuba, what's up?
I just want to hear it myself because it's not bleeding through. So
you know what it's like when you take your car in sometimes and you're like, I swear to God, it's making a spring. Doing, doing. And you go and there's no noise and they think you're an idiot. Listen.
Is it Nick?
Do you hear that?
Yeah, it's like a faint concert happening. Yeah.
Could it be up there?
It'll be upstairs, yeah.
So you guys check next door and it's not there?
There's no one here.
But it's bleeding through the show.
Yeah. I don't hear it in the audio like what we're doing.
Well, I hear it now. and I hate it. Eddie, let's play the game you play with your kids.
Yeah. This is what sense do you like better? Oh, if you can get rid of, right?
No.
One thing from your face?
That. Yeah. Yes. Because favorite part of your face.
They play a bunch of dumb games, but the recent one was, what part of your face would you be okay with getting rid of?
Oh, that's not the game I read.
Which one?
What part of your face do you like the most?
Oh, do you like the most?
Do you guys play a lot of face
games? This is a game.
It's always different. Like, would you rather lose your arms or your legs?
Okay. We're gonna play the game that you sent me. What part of your face do you like the most and why? Okay. Lunchbox, what part of your face do you like the most and why?
That's tough, man. Because
the face all is pretty, huh?
Yeah, it's all good looking. The ladies love the eyes, but I'd have to say the tongue.
Oh, is that on your face, though? It's kind of in your head.
Disgusting. Oh, you don't count that as your face?
Nah. Right? Tongue's not part of the face. It's in the mouth.
But why would that?
He always does stick it out, though.
Then I would say my mouth. I mean, just because I can talk, I can eat.
Your lips.
Yeah. That's the best thing on my face.
Amy?
I guess my eyeballs.
Eddie?
No, I love my eyes. I'd want to see everything. Yeah. But you know,
but you're not losing a sense if you don't pick it.
People say that I have really nice eyelashes.
Oh, that's cool.
That's good. That's a good
one.
So
maybe that's good. Eyelashes.
That's good. I'm going to go with strong jawline.
You do, dude.
Yeah, pretty good one. I'm not going to lie to you.
Very chiseled.
I hate most of me. That part I'm pretty good with. Speaking of hating myself, you know, I don't like to listen to me or watch me. And mostly because when I do, I hate myself more. And so I have this show coming out on Peacock on streaming and USA Network on regular TV. And it's called Snake in the Grass. And I hadn't seen it yet. And I'd got sent the first episode and was like, I ain't watching it because I don't want to watch it and then hate me.
Really?
Yes. And I'll do some voiceover stuff here in the studio. And they're like, you seen it yet? I was like, no, I'm not watching that. And they're like, what? I'm like, it's already done. So why do I can't fix it. So I want it all to be done. Because if I'm going to hate myself, I don't want to like hate myself in production. And so we're 99% done with all the VO stuff. But they sent me an episode. And I've had it in my inbox for a month. And Morgan, number one, was like, have you watched it yet? I was like, no. She goes, I'll watch it immediately. You should watch it. Executive producer I was talking with yesterday, you gotta watch it. So yesterday I got it on my phone and did the screen match to the Apple TV because it's a link, it's not a download. And I watched, well, the first 10 minutes of it because they go to the Opry and it's good.
Really?
Yeah. It's good. Well, I only watched 10 minutes of it, but like the style is cool. It looks like almost like I don't want to compare it to this because you're going to think the show is, it looks almost like an ESPN situation.
Like the way they shot it?
And like the graphics. I don't want to say that because you're going to think of but it's cool. And the it's pretty neat. I'll let one of you guys watch it. Mike, you watch it. Have you seen it?
No.
It's good. And I know what happens, obviously, but this whole show is, it's kind of like grabbing from like our favorite shows and games where there's like a slight survivor feel. There's like a part of the mole. I never watched the mole, but I know what the mole is. It's like an old whodunit from like the 50s.
Investigator.
There's like the mole. There's a part of like, I don't know. I'm tired. But it's good. And I was pretty relieved and I don't look like an idiot. I cut a couple funny parts. And then I turned it off and went to the Opry, but I watched the rest of it today. The episodes are an hour long, like 48 minutes or so. Wow. And I didn't know they were going to be that long. So I kind of I hate myself a little less today. To be honest with you. But it's called Snake in the Grass, and I have no idea when it's coming out.
When will they know? Do you know when?
I don't know when they will know.
Oh, they don't even say?
No, they're always like late summer, early fall. But since it's not my show.
Right.
And I'm not an executive producer on it like I was Breaking Bobby Bones. Mm-hmm. I don't really get to be in those conversations. So I'm not that cool here. So here's an update on that. So with Breaking Bobby Bones, I didn't break any bones, but it hurt myself in a lot of ways, and I'm still hurt. And so we were talking about doing a season two, which turned into what if we did like a spinoff, which is like season two, but a different version of Breaking Bobby Bones, where I didn't have to actually break my bones. Like, can we do one where I'm not hurt all the time? And so I've been working on that for a long time with Disney Plus specifically and Nat Geo, and it's a slightly different twist, but it's basically the same show, but I was going to be with celebrities and doing whatever. Nat Geo now, music's driving me crazy. I know you guys can't hear it, but it's bleeding through the walls. We were going to start shooting that show probably in the next couple of months or so. But because of this job, I can't travel internationally. and that is an international type thing they want to do. So for now, we're not doing the spinoff. Maybe next year. But people always go, when's the next episode of Breaking Bobby Bones? Well, we thought next season was going to be this show, which is basically the same. We were going to tape it now, but we're not at all. So maybe next year. But the fact that I can't go international and travel around and do the episodes keeps me from doing that. And they don't want to do just things domestic because they build their shows for international audience. Nat Geo does.
Oh, interesting.
So a little bit of me is relieved. I'm going to be honest with you. I never want to travel again.
But you would go international with like someone else that's going to be breaking their bones?
No, they wouldn't be breaking bones.
Oh.
But some of it would have to be international. It was I don't even want to say what it is.
Oh.
Because it's not, but yes. So for now, we're not doing the spinoff. And I don't know that we will, but it's a pretty good idea. So I kind of want to keep it quiet just in case we decide to do it. And then maybe the company's like, hey, go travel to Europe and take 3 weeks off to shoot it. But they're not going to.
That doesn't sound like they would.
And that's tough. And the reason we got to go to Costa Rica is because we got to camp out in the same place. We stayed and worked out of the same hotel. This was not, I'd have to travel all over the place. So there's an update there. Not that you really cared that much. Not that interesting. But Snake in the Grass is going to be pretty good. I'm relieved to say. There's still no sign of that Texas prison escapee. Lunchbox, you know about this?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about it. They have the one that got out of the bus.
Yeah,
they
not the one Alabama one.
Right. He was on his way, and he, like, stabbed a guard. They crashed the bus. He fled, and they have no idea where he is.
Crazy he's still out and about. But I will say this isn't getting near the press, so not everybody's looking for him like whenever it was the guy and the girl who worked at the jail.
Yeah.
Which is different. That was all over everything.
That was everywhere. So this guy has a little bit better chance of hiding.
$50,000 reward is being offered for the information leading to his capture. His name is, last name is Lopez. Gonzalo Lopez. So there's that. Let me say this. In just this last week, I'm pretty proud of myself. I set a new deadlift record for myself. Six reps. I set a new back squat record yesterday, personal record. Six reps. And a new bench press record for myself. Where yesterday, 205, four times.
Dang.
Hey, I know it ain't no Olympic weightlifter, but I only weigh about 170. And so I did 205 four times, getting pretty strong. Ray, can you 205?
Yeah, I'm trying to see the charts. You pretty much lifted like 230, but yeah, I can do that.
What do you mean 230?
Because you did it four times.
Oh.
Oh.
Just kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you want to? I have a video of me doing squats if you guys want to see it.
I'm good.
I'm okay.
Oh. I mean, my problem is my leg is killing me today.
You want me to stream it?
My leg is kill. I mean, I was hobbling into the Opry last night.
But like, I need reference of like I don't. You say these numbers, and like,
it doesn't matter. My point is, they're my own personal records.
Right, I get it, but I wanna know like how much is that you're lifting? Like, is that you walking up to like a?
Here, come on.
Yeah, how many plates?
I need to know what size animal is that you're lifting.
Oh, he's equivalent to two plates on each side.
Oh, that's good. That's a cool look.
Hold on.
Ray, is the bar bending when he does that?
Shut up. I'm not even acting like I'm super strong. My point is I'm working hard and I'm getting stronger. It's still.
That's great.
Come look at this. I'll show you a video.
Okay.
Just so you can see.
What you need to shoot for is a 300-pound club.
Okay, shut up, Ray. I don't care about this. So that's two plates and then all the weights on the outside. Mm-hmm. Then here we go. Here we go. Boom. Six of those. Yeah.
You listen to Carrie while you work out?
I don't know what that is. What is that song? Sounds like what?
Sounds like something bad.
Something bad's about to happen.
No,
does that get you going, Bones?
That is a good song. That's Morgan's walk-up, isn't it? Yeah. No, that was... some new pop.
Okay.
Pop.
You had a denim and rhinestone?
You're like, I put in...
I do like that. Something bad's about to happen. Da-na. That is a jam that we don't ever play anymore. Mm-hmm. So
that's a good job.
I was kind of dragging my leg around the house, and Kaylin's like, "What's up?" And I was like, "Oh, my knee hurts." And so I got some ice and I put it on the side of it. And she's like, "Why do you think that is?" I'm like, "I don't know." She goes, "Could it be that you're trying to set personal records, weightlifting records at 42, and you're not even trying to train for anything specifically?" And I was like, "Man, I don't think so." But really, I know what it is. All right. I think that is going to be it. Is there anything I'm forgetting to mention? Because if so, I do have I'm not going to do it right now, but a spill the tea. Someone has sent in a pretty funny spill the tea, but it's going to have to be later in the show because it's a little adult.
Adult. Have you submitted
like adult
one?
In what way?
I don't. We'll just hold. Hold there. Somebody wants to spill the tea on somebody. We'll do it on the show tomorrow, or the next day, or maybe in the post show. It's a good bit for on air, but it's adult-ish, so we may have to put it in the post show anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it. Hope you guys have an awesome day. I got some VO voiceover to do for this Snake in the Grass. I think it's the last day of this, and a meeting with Tractor Supply, one of our awesome clients. And then that's going to be how the cookie crumbles today. You want a shot at some money?
Oh, yeah.
$50. Amy, let's do this one roll. Amy, pick a number.
42.
Okay. Eddie?
21.
Watch Rocks.
47.
Morgan?
57.
Mike?
91.
Abby?
77.
Ray?
A nice round number. I'm feeling 40.
Scuba?
23.
Let me make sure I have money.
So I got a question. If I pick 21 after Eddie does, does that mean we split the money?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's fine.
I'll just check. I didn't know if that
would
be hilarious.
Roll.
It's free money, so I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind.
You'd be so mad.
No, I'm not you.
The number is
21.
19.
Oh.
Somebody picked 91. But that is it. Reverse. Everybody clap your hands.
Yeah. That's an Eddie slide.
All right, you guys have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.